This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Bring back the wave. That may sound like a line from a 1960s Beach Boys song, but it is actually a phrase with much deeper meaning. It serves as a reminder to avoid a genuine tragedy, such as what happened to a rural family due to a distracted driver. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we met Denis and Jess Cupp, owners of MKC's Kitchen, LLC. Jess and Denis met and were married in Texas. Jess visited Kansas to help his parents after they bought a place near Nest City where they were raising pheasants as game birds. "When I got out here, I realized I really enjoyed being in the country," Cupp said. "We felt this would be the best place to raise our kids, so we moved here." The Cupps bought an old farmhouse, remodeled it, and that is where their kids grew up. Their daughter Kenzie grew up cooking with her father and loved preparing food for people. She dreamed of going to culinary school and becoming a farm-to-table chef. After high school, she was attending culinary school in Hayes when tragedy struck. On March 1, 2021, Kenzie was weeks away from graduating at the top of her culinary school class and was driving home from Hayes. As she was crossing Highway 4, a distracted driver in a fully loaded truck came through the stop sign and smashed into her car. She was killed on impact. The commercial operator was using WhatsApp on his phone, talking to his passenger and finishing his lunch while driving, Denis Cupp said. He claimed he never saw the flashing red lights or the stop sign when he barreled through the intersection, she said. Kenzie was known for not using her phone while driving and always kept it in the same spot, Cupp said. That's where it was found after the collision. In March 2022, the Cupp family started MKC's Kitchen in honor of their daughter. This licensed commercial kitchen is located on the Cupp family farm near the rural community of Bazine, population 282 people. Now that's rural. MKC Rub and Kenzie's Everything Sauce are the company's lead products. They are available at regional stores and through the website at www.mkckitchen.com. The Cupps wanted to do more to prevent such tragedies. They started a nonprofit organization called Kenzie Cares to prevent distracted driving. A portion of the proceeds from sales of MKC's kitchen products is donated to Kenzie Cares. One project of Kenzie Cares is called Bless a Meal, through which home-cooked food is provided to a family. Kenzie Cares has a few key messages. One is, nothing on your cell phone is worth someone's life. Another is, heads up, phones down while driving. Another message has to do with the time-honored but disappearing practice of getting a friendly wave from other drivers as one meets them. We loved how almost everyone waved or nodded when you passed them driving down the road, Cupp said. Now we mostly only see the tops of people's heads as we pass them, she said. You have to drive very defensively and hope you don't get hit by someone looking down at their phone, she added. The Cupps wish to restore that practice of drivers giving a friendly wave rather than looking at messages on their cell phones while driving. Bring back the wave is their slogan for this initiative. We want to educate and bring awareness of the distraction of cell phones while driving, Cupp said. So many lives have been taken from families that are changed forever because someone was checking their phone. We want to prevent this heartbreak and devastation from happening to other families, she said. For more information, go to www.kenziecares.org. That's KenzieCares.org. Bring back the wave. No, it's not a Beach Boys song. It's a call for drivers to give an alert and friendly wave to each other rather than being distracted by messages on their cell phones. We commend Denis and Jess Cupp for making a difference by encouraging safe and undistracted driving. I hope their message will start a wave of change. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.